Hi there, I'm Shelley Freelo, and welcome to the Ministry of Marriage podcast on HerFaithRadio.com. I'm an author, speaker, founder, and president of HerFaithVillage.com Ministries, a multifaceted ministry for women and youth. But my main role is as wife to my husband of over 30 years and as women's ministry leader for over 25 years. I'm so happy you were able to tune in for today's podcast. Welcome, my sisters, and this is the Ministry of Marriage with your host. That's me, Shelley Freelo. And today I'm going to be discussing with you about women who have lost a husband and either has started dating again or are looking to remarry, or maybe you have already remarried. And there's certain issues that really affect a wife that has lost a husband. And I found this out through, one was my sister who lost her husband, and then also through two other women that I know, one who's starting to get into the dating scene again, and the other one who has now remarried. And she's finding that she's very conflicted. She's like, I don't know if I'm honoring my husband because there's certain things that I don't want to share with my new husband because I don't want to forget my old husband, and I feel like that I'm not really giving him 100% of myself. And she's like, I just don't know what to do. And so it made me start thinking, you know, I'm sure there's other women out there with this situation, and maybe this is something that you keep in the secretness of your heart, that, you know, I don't know if it's okay to move on. I don't know if it's okay for me to love again. I don't know if it's all right for me to give another man my whole heart, my whole body, my whole mind. I don't know if that's okay when I loved my husband. So that's what we're going to be getting into today. Let's jump right in. First, let's start with 1 Corinthians 7:8. It says, to the unmarried and the widows, I say that it is good for them to remain single as I am. I want to share that with you, my sisters, because many times as women we're told that we need to be married. But in fact, in God's word, we will see that he encourages us to stay single. Because my single sisters and my sisters out there who are widowed and now have your singleness thrust upon you, you have the freedom to serve God unconditionally. You don't have to split your time. You don't have to create a balance between your obligations to your husband, your obligations to serving the Lord. So know that it is not necessary for you to get back into the dating scene. It is not necessary for you to get remarried. It is not even required for you to do those things. But in the instance that God does call you to accept another man in your life as your husband, if he has called you to start getting back out there and dating again, you need to know this. 1 Corinthians 7:39. A wife is bound to her husband as long as he lives. But if her husband dies, she is free to be married to whom she wishes, only in the Lord. What is this verse telling us? It's saying that, listen, when you were married and your husband was alive, you owed him the complete and total you. But when your husband passed, when he died, God has freed you up to say you can find love again. It's okay. You can get remarried. It's okay. The only requirement that I have of you is that the person that you hitch your wagon to is saved, that he knows me as his savior. That's my only requirement. But you, baby, you go out there, you choose whomever. You pray to me and ask me to help you in your selection of the man that you are going to hitch your wagon to, and I will do that, providing that you are looking for a man that is following after me. So what is that saying to you, my sister, whose heart is so tender? Don't feel guilty about loving with your whole heart another man. God has said it's okay. You're not doing dishonor to your previous husband. He's not saying that you have to live as a widow for the rest of your life because your husband has died. He's letting you know it's okay for you to love again. And guess what, my sister? It's okay for you to be loved again. This is not a long podcast, but it's a necessary one. Because no one should feel in their heart that God doesn't care. He has a special place for the widows. He says in His Word that He wants us to look out for you, to care for you, to consider you. Why? Because He does. He wants you to live a life that is glorifying to Him, but that blesses you. And if that life is calling you to love again, then by all means, my darling, do so. And allow God to let you be loved again. By withholding your heart from the person that God is sending into your life to love on you, to honor you, to be the man that He is calling him to be to you, you are slapping God's hand away as He is touching you with His blessing. Allow yourself that blessing. Again, my sister, we love you. God loves you. And know that it is okay to love and be loved again. Until next time, ladies, may God bless your marriages and grow your spirit.
Thank you for listening. I'm so happy you tuned in today. Please join us next week for another insightful episode of the Ministry of Marriage podcast. If you would like to be a featured podcaster, contact HerFaithRadio.com. Thank you again for listening.